Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. It's Wednesday, July 29th, and we are looking at a really beautiful stretch of weather for West Michigan.
We definitely are. We're starting off a bit cool this morning, right around 58 degrees with completely clear skies. But it's going to warm up nicely, climbing through the 70s this afternoon and hitting a high of about 83 degrees by 9 o'clock tonight.
Which honestly feels like a massive relief when you look at the national map right now. There is a massive heat dome stretching all the way from New Mexico up to North Carolina, driving extreme temperatures and triggering health warnings across the South.
Right. If you have family down there, they are dealing with some serious long-lasting heat risks. But here in Grand Rapids, we are dodging the worst of it. Tomorrow looks equally pleasant, starting in the mid-60s and staying mostly clear until some clouds roll in tomorrow afternoon.
So a great couple of days to get outside before the humidity creeps back up. Enjoy it while you can.
Absolutely. And we have a packed show today, starting with some major developments out of City Hall regarding affordable housing, a huge investment on the Medical Mile, and some new data on how people are or aren't commuting downtown.
Let's start with the big news out of the Grand Rapids City Commission last night. After months of debate, they officially approved a new $20 million affordable housing fund aimed at spurring development across the city over the next 5 years. And the specific goal here is pretty ambitious. The city wants to see 500 new affordable units built by 2028. These are specifically targeted at families making between 60 and 80% of the area median income, which has been a major gap in the local housing market recently. Right. A lot of the recent downtown development has leaned heavily toward luxury apartments or market-rate units. The city says this new fund will provide direct subsidies and tax incentives to developers who commit to keeping a percentage of their new units affordable for at least 15 years. But getting this passed was not without friction. A significant portion of the debate centered around the zoning changes attached to this funding. To make the math work for developers, the city is allowing for increased density and reducing the parking minimums for projects that utilize this fund, which immediately drew pushback from several neighborhood associations. We saw representatives from Heritage Hill and Easttown at the meeting expressing serious concerns about street parking congestion and the architectural scale of these proposed developments potentially clashing with historic districts. Exactly. Critics argue that dropping the parking requirements just shifts the burden onto existing residents who already struggle to find street parking. But developers counter that building structured parking can add anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 per space to a project's cost, which instantly kills the financial viability of an affordable unit. Mayor Rosalind Bliss addressed that tension directly before the vote, stating that the city simply cannot solve the housing crisis without making compromises on density. She emphasized that maintaining the status quo on zoning essentially means accepting the status quo on skyrocketing rents. The measure ultimately passed 6-1. The next step is the rollout of the actual application process. The city expects to issue the first request for proposals from developers by early October, with hopes of seeing shovels in the ground by next spring. It's going to be really interesting to track which neighborhoods see the first wave of these proposals and how the city manages that inevitable friction with the local associations once specific site plans are actually on the table. Moving over to the Medical Mile, Corewell Health made a massive announcement yesterday morning. They are committing $50 million to expand their downtown clinical research facilities, which is going to significantly alter the footprint of their existing campus.
This is a huge economic driver for the city. Corewell says this expansion will create roughly 200 new high-paying jobs in clinical research, bioinformatics, and specialized laboratory sciences over the next 3 years. It's a clear signal that they want Grand Rapids to be a premier biotech hub, not just a regional healthcare provider.
A big focus of this new facility is going to be AI-driven diagnostics and personalized medicine. They are specifically building out high-performance computing labs to analyze genomic data faster, which allows doctors to tailor cancer treatments and rare disease therapies to individual patients much more effectively.
And they aren't doing this in a vacuum. A crucial part of this announcement is their expanded partnership with Michigan State University's College of Human Medicine, which is located right across the street.
The two institutions are going to be sharing laboratory space and collaborating on federal grant applications.
Right. The synergy there is what makes this so potent. MSU brings the academic research engine, and Corewell provides the clinical setting to actually run the trials with real patients. Officials noted that having both entities physically adjacent on the medical mile makes them highly competitive for National Institutes of Health funding.
There are some logistical hurdles, though. The expansion requires demolishing an older administrative building and rerouting some local traffic during the estimated 18-month construction phase. Corewell acknowledged that Michigan Street is already a bottleneck during rush hour, and this project isn't going to help that in the short term.
True, but the long-term payoff seems to outweigh the construction headaches. The city has fully backed the project, noting the multiplier effect these kinds of jobs have on the local economy. Groundbreaking is scheduled for April 2027, assuming all the final site plan approvals go through smoothly.
Finally, let's talk about infrastructure and how people are moving around the city. The Rapid just released their comprehensive 2026 Kent County Transit Study, and the data paints a very clear picture of how hybrid work has permanently altered our local commuting habits.
The headline number that jumps right out is that overall ridership on the Rapid is still hovering at about 75% of pre-2020 levels. We've seen a plateau over the last year, suggesting this might be the new normal rather than a temporary dip.
And it's not just the total number of riders. It's when they are riding. The traditional 9-to-5 rush hour spikes that used to pack the downtown routes have flattened out significantly. Instead, the Rapid is seeing more consistent, spread-out ridership during midday hours and on weekends.
Because of that shift, the study recommends a major pivot in how they allocate resources. They are proposing a reduction in frequency for some of the legacy fixed-route buses that service the downtown office core and redirecting those funds into what they call microtransit options in the suburbs.
Right. Microtransit is essentially an on-demand, rideshare-style service operated by the Transit Authority. The study highlights cities like Walker and Kentwood, where traditional large buses run mostly empty, as prime candidates for this model. It allows residents to request a smaller shuttle via an app to get them to major transit hubs or grocery stores.
It's a much more efficient use of funds for lower density areas, but it's worth noting that not all fixed routes are struggling. The Laker Line, the bus rapid transit route connecting Grand Valley State University's Allendale campus to downtown, continues to be a massive success story. Its ridership actually exceeded projections this past academic year.
That definitely proves that high-frequency, dedicated lane transit works when the demand is there. The Rapids Board will be voting on these proposed route changes next month. If approved, we could see the first of these new micro-transit zones rolling out in Kentwood by early next year.
All right, those are the big items for today, but let's hit a few more local stories real quick before we get out of here.
Sounds good. There's plenty going on around the county this week.
Art Prize organizers have officially announced the dates for the 2026 competition, which will run from September 10th through the 27th. They also revealed plans to expand the event's footprint by adding two new neighborhood hubs in Madison Square and the West Side.
The Kent County Department of Public Works is rolling out a new curbside recycling pilot program for 5,000 homes in Plainfield Township. The pilot will test the feasibility of collecting glass and textiles directly at the curb, rather than requiring residents to use drop-off centers. Glass has always been a pain point in single-stream recycling due to breakage, contaminating other materials. If they can figure out the logistics on this separate collection pilot, it could eventually roll out countywide and massively reduce what we send to the landfill.
Officials at the Grand Rapids Public Museum officially broke ground yesterday on a $15 million expansion project. The addition will extend the facility closer to the Grand River, creating new outdoor educational spaces and a much larger, modernized exhibit hall. That riverfront property is some of the best real estate in the city, so it's fantastic to see the museum maximizing their use of it. The new outdoor spaces are slated to open to the public just in time for next summer.
Some good news for commuters. MDOT announced that the massive reconstruction of the I-96 and Cascade Road interchange is finally complete. Crews removed the final orange barrels this morning, finishing the project nearly 2 weeks ahead of schedule.
That area has been an absolute nightmare to navigate for the last 6 months, so getting it fully reopened before the heavy late summer travel season kicks in is a huge win for everyone on the east side of town.
And that is going to do it for us today. Thanks for joining us, as always.
We will be back on Friday to break down more of what's happening around West Michigan. Stay safe and enjoy the sunshine out there.